Pianist and composer Carla Bley turned 80 this month. She was recognized last year as a jazz master by the National Endowment for the Arts. Bley is one of the few women to exert a consistent influence on the male-dominated world of modern jazz for half a century. And she's still at it with a new album, as NPR's Joel Rose reports.
Carla Bley celebrated her birthday with a concert in New York. She could have played any of her compositions that have become jazz standards or a piece from her new record, but Bley did something riskier.
This is just finished yesterday, and this was the perfect opportunity to play it.
Carla Bley has been working on that next composition for most of her life. She was 3 years old when she learned to play piano from her father, who was a piano teacher and choir master in Oakland, California. Bley remembers writing her first piece of music for her father when she was only six.
He gave me a sheet of music paper, and he said, "You just put dots, and depending on where you put the dots, that's the note that you're going to hear." So the next lesson, I showed up with a page full of dots. It was like a starry sky. And he said, "That's too many dots." So I took most of them away, and I'm still working on it, taking them away.
Carla developed a very spare, pared-down kind of writing, a very minimal writing.
Bass player Steve Swallow has worked with Carla Bley for 50 years. They've also been married for the last 30.
And this is perfect for the improviser, because then the improviser can take that and add back again what has been taken away. It's a perfect symbiotic relationship.
Carla Bley was 17 when she moved to New York, attracted by the lure of jazz she'd heard on the radio and in clubs in California.
It was just really the devil's music, and boy, was that great. As a little church girl, I was in heaven.
It was the mid-1950s. Bley took menial jobs in jazz joints so she could hear the music. She worked as a cigarette girl at the club Birdland.
And I would stand right in front of the bandstand and hear all the great musicians, and sold very few cigarettes. If someone asked me for a pack of Luckies, I would say, "Wait till the intermission." I was not a good cigarette girl.
But Carla Bley's career was just getting started. Her big breakout as a composer was a sprawling 1971 jazz opera called Escalator Over the Hill that involved dozens of musicians, including Jack Bruce, Charlie Hayden, Paul Motion, and Linda Ronstadt.
Always got a smile on her face while she's directing these huge bands of these amazing players.
Amy Beal is a music professor at the University of California, Santa Cruz, who wrote a book about Carla Bley. Beal says, don't let the high wattage smile fool you.
She's very, very clear about what she wants. And I don't see her making compromises at all. And I think she's been able to do that somehow by force of her personality and the strength of her music.
Bley composed and arranged for Charlie Hayden's Liberation Music Orchestra and led her own big band. But for the last 20 years, she has mostly settled down into a smaller group, a trio with her husband, bassist Steve Swallow, and saxophonist Andy Shepherd. Though Bley insists she is not a natural performer.
The playing thing happened really reluctantly and slowly. There was a lot of players out there already. Why did I have to play? I was a writer. Steve Swallow, you are the guy that taught me to become a piano player.
Actually, that's an overstatement. She's always spent a great deal of time at the piano, but most of that time has been laboring mightily over what the next note is going to be. And what I was doing was just kind of poking at her until she got a little faster at the process, that's all.
And her pace as a composer hasn't slowed down as she enters her ninth decade.
Mm-hmm.
Even though she's just released a new album, Blay's eyes really light up when she talks about her next project, which she'll record in a few weeks in Germany.
It's a big band and boys choir. I've gotten down to a trio, but I'm still trying to get this one last grandiose idea recorded.
At 80 years old, Carla Blay is still working on that next piece of music. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.